Hey there! I'm Buddy the Rat, and this is my non-canon story. Today we have another meeting with that sexy jackal I met on the bus. This is Chapter 15, Return of the Time Traveler. I mean, he could have been a time traveler. It was never off the table. I'm talking about Risto, who I ran into again on my way to work. Yeah, I would have a full day of work before I would get to meet the person assuming the name of Gary. The second encounter was also on the bus, which actually got me wondering if he had never left. It was an absurd idea that the driver, an 80-something badger, would have likely taken exception to. Still, the idea of it intrigued me. He was waiting for me in the back, right where we had met before. Just looking at me. Right at me. Dead on, fixed on my eyeballs, like an assassin looking to kill and or fuck a rat. Could have been either one, really. Either way, I decided to be more conversational this time around. I used one of my classic openers that tended to really get a good talk going. Hey, what's up, man?
Greetings, my lord. He returned with a bow of his head suitable for several great kings of foreign lands.
I scratched my chin discerningly. I really did not like this. I was turned on, sure, but I did not like the lack of control over the whole thing. I really just needed to get to the bottom of this. Or to the bottom of him, if that's where this was going. So, are you stalking me or something?
Is that what you wish of me, my lord?
Buddy, I pushed defensively, before I realized my defensiveness had revealed my real name. Either way, being called my lord was driving me nuts.
Very well, buddy. I consider it a great privilege to call you by your proper name. It suggests that we have become quite close.
God, but he was a sexy jackal. The way Risto dressed was kind of doing it for me. The cape, the sandals, that huge bulge. Seriously, his bulge was so prominent that I constantly forgot to look up at his face for most of the conversation. He never called me out on it, but he would have had every right to. I still had to figure out what his deal was. He was throwing everything I sent his way back to me, and that was getting me nowhere. Okay, so I think you are stalking me. That's fine, as long as you aren't trying to murder me. I paused before just deciding to get his thoughts on the matter. You aren't planning to murder me, are you?
I believe that I would be incapable of doing so. However, I have no desire to commit such an act upon you.
Good. Might want to get that in writing. Risto said nothing to this. In fact, I'm not even sure he understood it. There was no particular reaction. Just that same obsessive stare that he seemed to enjoy doing. It was a strong stare, rivaled only by the sheer magnetism of his bulgy crotch. I soldiered on with the interview. So, you either think or imagine that I'm some sort of god, right?
Indeed, buddy. However, I must make a correction. You are not simply a god. You are the god of the multiverse. And I do not think or imagine this. I know it.
Okay, then if that's true, and I'm not taking it off the table just yet, why do I feel like I'm just an average rat with a job, a girlfriend, and a normal life? For the first time, Risto flashed a look of defensiveness. He seemed unsure of what he wanted to say. I noted this, which made me feel nearly as guarded. He replied,
I am unsure why you would think those things, buddy. But you should know that no matter what your situation may be, I am forever your servant or slave, whatever you wish me to be. You are my god, and I believe in nothing if not for you and you alone.
I know this seems really odd, but I actually found his words very touching, if not just ever so slightly psychotic. It was the way he said it. It was in his eyes. And the fact that he got even more erect inside that tight-fitting sling that was supposed to pass his underpants, it said more to me than the most poetic literature in existence. Honestly, I was melting, but I was also confused. I felt like I should be his servant or slave, and here he was acting like I owned him or something. I sort of just wanted to throw myself at him, but the current was going the wrong way. He reminded me of a rather odd thing I saw one time during a kinky date. Just to make fun of them, a mistress gave two of her male sex slaves dominance over each other. They each held the other one's leash and just shyly stared at one another as if they had never seen each other before. After some prodding from the mistress, They began to politely ask the other what sort of play they wanted, and it really just ended up going nowhere. By the end of it, they were begging their mistress to take over. This is how I felt about Risto's submission. I felt like I had to politely ask him to dominate me, which did not feel socially correct. He wanted to worship me, and I wanted to be banged in my fucking rear until I couldn't see straight. Like one of the two slaves holding each other's leashes, I was left quiet and confused. Also, my stop was coming up. I need to go. I'm sorry. Maybe I can get your number or something? My sadness seemed to pain him. He frowned and looked as if he desired to right a wrong.
I do not have a number, buddy. But if you wish to see me again, I shall find you. Just know that you have many friends who care deeply about you. We do not know what is happening to you right now, but we accept it and hope that you shall see it through.
The bus came to a stop. I had to get off, but the truth was that I really just wanted to get Risto off. I thanked him softly and made my way past him. It was a good role play, very convincing. Imagine some man whore like me being the god of anything. Risto should have been a god. I'd really enjoy being a part of his divine harem. Strange stuff, but it's all just another day in Providence. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.